What do you call, you know, in the morning, you were telling me, that, I would hear the cows. What would you call her?
You hear the cows lowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say it was a baby cow, and he wanted...
You heard the calf blating.
Uh-huh. What sound, how would you describe the sound that horse
oh, neighing.
Neighing, okay. Say, what do you... How would you describe the action that, you know, when you go out to give them food?
You feed them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about the, you were telling me about the, about chickens yesterday?
Yes.
What do you call the female that lays the eggs?
You call her a hen.
Mm-hmm. Have you used, when you were smaller, did you always call them hens?
Yeah.
Okay.
We kept geese too. We called the female a goose, and we called the male a gander.
Mm-hmm.
We kept guineas too.
Did you call?
And turkeys too.
A lot of birds.
I kept all of those things too. I enjoyed them.
The turkeys.
Kept turkeys and geese and guineas. You know what a small guinea is called?
Hmm.
It's a keet.
A keet?
Uh-huh. And a small turkey? It's a poult. A small goose is a gosling.
Uh-huh. Say, if you saw one of those hens on a nest, would you just call it a hen?
No, I'd call it a brooding. I'd call it a hen if she was just on the nest to lay.
Mm-hmm.
But if she had started setting, I'd call her a setting hen or a broody hen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about where you keep chickens.
Well, you kept chickens in a chicken house, but a long time ago, before rats got so bad, you would build a coop
mm-hmm.
for the hen with her young, and we called them biddies. We didn't call them baby chicks.
Mm-hmm.
For the hen and biddies, you would build a coop. But we had to stop that when wharf rats got so bad, because they would get in there and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make a, I suppose you'd call it a coop, a brooder is what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make a brooder with bottom and sides out of hardware cloth to keep the rats away from them.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep all the chickens in the same place, or did you have different places for like the bigger and smaller ones? Or?
Well, if you just kept a flock of farm chickens, they all were in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if you went into chicken farming, you didn't do it that way. But I didn't ever go into chicken farming. You just kept a flock of hens, and about every 8 or 10 hens, you would have a rooster.
Uh-huh.
But if you were just keeping hens for your own family, 20 hens would be enough for a family of 5.
All right, did when you were younger, and had a chicken, did you ever used to see who had this? There was a bone.
Uh-huh. Whoever got the pulley bone.
Uh-huh. Tell me about that, and you know.
Well, you wanted to get the pulley bone. You wanted to eat the pulley bone. That's, of course, the choice piece of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would get someone to pull it for you and make a wish.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we never called it the wishbone. We called it the pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. And why did you want to get that?
Because you could pull the bone, and the person who got the long part could make a wish, and the wish would come true. But then there was another one. The person who got the long part would marry before the person with the short part, or vice versa. I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time.
Okay.